It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside a rainy Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida. Spencer Smith with you as the Bradenton Marauders, single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, are getting ready to take on the Jupiter Hammerheads, single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Unfortunately, we will not be starting on time. The tarp is currently on the field. A steady pour is falling onto the field here in Bradenton. And so first pitch certainly will not be coming on time. We do not have any official announcement yet on when we do hope to get underway. In the meantime, though, let's briefly revisit yesterday's game, a Wednesday matinee, 5-4, a walk-off win for the Marauders, their ninth consecutive victory. An RBI single punched through the right side of the infield by Juan Jerez, scoring Davis Nadal, gave the Marauders their ninth straight victory. It was a hard-fought battle. The Marauders faced an early 3-0 deficit in the first inning, gradually chipped away, faced a new deficit in the 10th inning as the Hammerheads brought home their extra inning runner from second base in that top of the 10th. Marauders fighting back, though, and their winning streak lives on. Tonight, should we be able to get underway eventually, the Marauders will have a shot at extending their win streak to a franchise record 10 consecutive games. That's not the biggest headline, though. Bubba Chandler, last year's third-round draft pick by the Pirates, is scheduled to make his single-A pitching debut. He is tonight's scheduled starter. Unfortunately, his start will be pushed back to an undetermined amount of time, as, again, we still have not yet received any official announcement on when we hope to get underway tonight. So with the rain falling, we will step aside, and when we come back, we will share the yesterday's pregame interview with Bubba Chandler ahead of his, or excuse me, after his single-A debut from Tuesday. So re-air of Bubba Chandler's conversation with us from just the other day is coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Bubba Chandler, fresh off his single-A debut last night. Bubba, how'd it feel? Finally get that off your chest, get that single-A debut in here at Lee Cobb last night, and you had a good game.
Yeah, it was cool. Really just glad to get up here, get with the team, some affiliated baseball. Really enjoyed the atmosphere last night. I mean, I haven't played in front of a lot of people for over a year now, so really just good time playing ball.
Now, take us through that first at-bat that you had in the second inning. You saw a couple of pitches off the plate, then you ended up fighting off a couple for foul balls. and ended up lining a single to left center in your first at bat. How did that feel? What sorts of thoughts were coursing through your mind as that all unfolded?
Game plan going up was just take first pitch, just get my feet wet in the box, see what the guy was looking like. And after first pitch came, I saw it super well, and I was like, all right, I'm on this dude. And he went on change up next pitch, and when I took that, I was like, all right, I'm gonna do some damage right here. And then pieces just fell into place.
Now, after you were drafted last year, went into the complex league and got a brief little taste of pro ball. After that short experience, was there anything that you had on your mind or that the Pirates maybe told you to work on the offseason that you needed to take that next step forward in your game?
Really just at the plate. I don't think I was ready to come down here and compete at the level I wanted to compete at. So really just this offseason at GBAB, the hitter's camp, really just focused on not only my swing, but really my mentality up at the plate, and that has helped a lot. So.
Bubba Chandler, our guest on the pregame show today. I'm sure a lot of folks at home are wondering, how exactly do you stay on top of both sides of your game, the pitching side and the hitting side, simultaneously? What kind of dedication and work does that take?
I changed my eating plans a few months ago during spring training because my arm and body were just not feeling right. And so that really was step one to the process, and then really just finding a good routine with the weight room, the recovery room, and all that. It's really just helped me be who I am today. So,
growing up in Georgia, Braves fan?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Who were your idols? Who'd you look up to?
You know, I really just wanted to be Chipper Jones when I grew up. That's only for the fact he's a switch hitter, big country strong dude, loves to hunt. That's pretty much just me to a T. So Chipper Jones, Kimbrel, Dan Uglow was one of my favorites for the short stint he had on the old Bravos. But, those games are fun at Turner Field.
Who were some of your major life influences growing up? Who were people you communicated and, saw more directly in your life day to day?
Really just my parents and one of my grandfathers. Just guys who I looked up to. Just knew what to say at the right time if I ever needed help, and loved me a lot. So really couldn't ask for more. And then recently a few of my hometown buddies, with like the weight room and all that, and those guys just pushed me to get better. I guess they saw some potential in me, so couldn't thank them enough.
We'll finish on a fun note here. On the broadcast last night, on the MLB TV broadcast, there was a photo shown of you in the dugout, I believe during an FCL game, and you had a parrot in your hands, and were also wearing this little pirate hat. What was the story behind that? Is that some sort of home run token celebration? What was that?
Yeah, so in the complex league, the first day we brought it out, just as like a home run thing, you put it on if you had a homer. That was also my first game, and my first at bat, I did hit a home run. So I was the first one to use that. It was pretty cool. A lot of hair, but it was totally worth it.
Does the parrot live on in the complex league to this day?
I believe so. I haven't really seen it recently, but we also haven't hit that many home runs. It's kind of just like a doubles team, but yeah.
We'll have to keep an eye out for it. Bubba, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, sir. No problem. Thank you.
That was Bubba Chandler on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeczka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The rain has increased in strength here in Bradenton. We hold out hope that we'll be able to get started at some point this evening. And with that in mind, let's go ahead and introduce tonight's starting lineups, should we be able to play tonight. For the visiting Hammerheads, a second-half record of 8-9, 42-39 overall. They sit in third place in the East Division, two games out of first place. Here's how the Hammerheads will line up tonight. Second baseman Anhuedi Santos leads off. Third baseman Ian Lewis bats second. The center fielder Brady Allen bats third. First baseman Federico Polanco will bat cleanup. Shortstop Carlos Santiago, having a tremendously productive series, bats fifth. Right fielder Jorge Caballero bats sixth. Catcher Cameron Barstad bats seventh. The left fielder Javion Cody bats eighth. The DH Tanner Allen bats ninth. And Jake Walters, the right-hander and the product of Bama, will get the start tonight. Again, should we be able to play on this rainy evening. That's the lineup for the Hammerheads, the lineup for the Marauders, winners of 9 in a row, 10 of their last 11. Here's who Bradenton sends out tonight. Second baseman Sungche Cheng leads off. Center fielder Jace Bowen bats second. Third baseman Brendan Dixon hits third. The DH Rodolfo Nolasco is the cleanup man. Shortstop Michael Escoto bats fifth. First baseman Juan Jerez, a three-hit game in yesterday's afternoon contest. He bats sixth, with left fielder Angel Basabe batting seventh. The catcher Grant Cook hits eighth. Right fielder Josiah Dixon bats ninth. They're all set up to play behind right-hander Bubba Chandler in his single-A pitching debut, should we be able to get underway at any point tonight. Well, there are your starting lineups in the event that we should play at any point tonight. It is not looking great at the moment. The rain just keeps coming harder and harder, and the tarp is on the field and secured into place with all the nails, and we still have not yet received any official word on a revised start time. So until then, we will be headed into an extended break. Enjoy some interviews from days and weeks past, in case you may have missed them when they were originally aired. Extended delay coming up, as the weather is not cooperating at the moment here in Bradenton. We will inform you, though, whenever we get any updates here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Bubba Chandler, fresh off his single-A debut last night. Bubba, how'd it feel? Finally get that off your chest, get that single-A debut in here at Lee last night, and you had a good game.
Yeah, it was cool. Really just glad to get up here, get with the team, some affiliated baseball. Really enjoyed the atmosphere last night. I mean, I haven't played in front of a lot of people for over a year now, so really just good time playing ball.
Now, take us through that first at-bat that you had in the second inning. You saw a couple of pitches off the plate, then you ended up fighting off a couple for foul balls, and it ended up lining a single to left center in your first at-bat. How did that feel, and what sorts of thoughts were coursing through your mind as that all unfolded?
Game plan going up was just take first pitch, just get my feet wet in the box, see what the guy was looking like. And after first pitch came, I saw it super well, and I was like, all right, I'm on this dude, and he went on change up next pitch, and when I took that, I was like, all right, I'm gonna do some damage right here. And then pieces just fell into place.
Now, you, after you were drafted last year, went into the complex league and got a brief little taste of pro ball. After that short experience, was there anything that you had on your mind or that the Pirates maybe told you to work on the offseason that you needed to take that next step forward in your game?
Yeah, I mean, really just at the plate. I don't think I was ready to come down here and compete at the level I wanted to compete at. So really just this offseason at GBAB, the hitter's camp, really just focused on not only my swing, but really my mentality up at the plate, and that has helped a lot. So.
Bubba Chandler, our guest on the pregame show today. I'm sure a lot of folks at home are wondering, how exactly do you stay on top of both sides of your game, the pitching side and the hitting side, simultaneously? What kind of dedication and work does that take?
Really just, I changed my eating plans a few months ago during spring training because my arm and body were just not feeling right. And so that really was step one to the process, and then really just finding a good routine with the weight room, the recovery room, and all that. It's really just helped me be who I am today. So,
growing up in Georgia, Braves fan?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Who were your idols? Who'd you look up to?
You know, I really just wanted to be Chipper Jones when I grew up. That's only for the fact he's a switch hitter, big country strong dude, loves to hunt. That's pretty much just me to a T. So Chipper Jones, Kimbrel, Dan Uglow was one of my favorites for the short stint he had on the old Bravos. But, yeah, those games are fun at Turner Field.
Who were some of your major life influences growing up? Who were people you communicated and saw more directly in your life day to day?
Really just my parents and one of my grandfathers. Just guys who I looked up to. Just knew what to say at the right time if I ever needed help, and loved me a lot. So really couldn't ask for more. And then recently a few of my hometown buddies with like the weight room and all that. And those guys just pushed me to get better. I guess they saw some potential in me, so couldn't thank them enough.
We'll finish on a fun note here. On the broadcast last night, on the MLB TV broadcast, there was a photo shown of you in the dugout, I believe during an FCL game, and you had a parrot in your hands, and were also wearing this little pirate hat. What was the story behind that? Is that some sort of home run token celebration? What was that?
Yeah, so in the complex league, the first day we brought it out, just as like a home run thing, you put it on if you had a homer. That was also my first game, and my first at bat, I did hit a home run, so I was the first one to use that. It was pretty cool. A lot of hair, but it was totally worth it.
Does the parrot live on in the complex league to this day?
I believe so. I haven't really seen it recently, but we also haven't hit that many home runs. It's kind of just like a doubles team, but yeah.
We'll have to keep an eye out for it. Bubba, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, sir. No problem. Thank you.
That was Bubba Chandler on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Hey, Marauders fans. This is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders outfielder Rodolfo Nolasco with Gustavo Amaña helping translate. Rodolfo, you love hitting in this ballpark. You've hit four home runs this season here. How have you been so locked in lately?
Tú amas estar en este parque. Te ha ido muy bien bateando. Has dado cuatro jonrones los últimos encuentros que has jugado aquí. ¿Cómo ha sido eso para ti?
Me siento cómodo. Me siento como en este field, y el enfoque mío también es bueno aquí. Me siento bien.
His focus has been good in that field, and he take advantage of stay here.
In your opportunities to learn things from the coaching staff, from JJ, from Mendy, from Gustavo, what are some things you've learned this season from the coaches?
Algunas de las cosas que has aprendido del staff de entre Mendy, JJ. Que sí, mi persona, que te haya impactado en la parte de bateo.
Día tras día y haciendo ajustes, un enfoque diferente, a pesar de que haya tenido un día malo y con el mismo enfoque y positivo el otro día, va a ser trabajo.
Primary mental approaches, the make adjustment day by day, trying to do the best every day, that's going to be part of the learning process that he can be doing.
What are some things you've worked on in the cage with your swing or with your mechanics that have helped you improve this season?
Algunas de las cosas que hayas estado trabajando en el cage o durante la práctica de bateo que haya ayudado a mejorar lo que es el bateo.
Creo que siempre estar por dentro de la bola, siempre buscar la parte de dentro de la bola o no abrirme mucho, quedarme dentro del picheo.
For most batters, try to be into the ball, stay inside the ball, and try to stay focused on it.
Visiting with Rodolfo Nolasco on the pregame tonight. Rodolfo, when you were young in the Dominican, who were your favorite major league players that you looked up to?
Cuando tú eras chamo en la República Dominicana, ¿cuál era tu pelotero favorito?
Mike Trout.
Ahora
me gusta Julio Rodríguez.
Now Julio Rodríguez.
Okay, very good ones, both of them. Okay, so when you compare the start of your season compared to now, what are ways in which you feel you've improved the most?
Cuando comparas lo que fue el comienzo de la temporada y lo que estás viviendo ahora, ¿cuál ha sido tu mayor mejoría?
Mentalmente. Sentirme cómodo mentalmente conmigo mismo porque siempre he tenido el talento ahí. Lo único que no he tenido los días buenos, pero siempre confío en mí, aunque los otros no lo hagan.
Mental approach has been the main thing that he coming working. He knows the talent is there, but sometimes bad days and good days. So just trust in himself and try to demonstrate it.
The team has won 5 games in a row, looking to keep that going. What has the energy felt like with the team lately and being able to be around the guys when things are going so well?
5 juegos ganados en línea. ¿Cómo se siente eso? ¿Cómo es el ánimo, el club? ¿Qué se ha hecho?
Bien, yo siento que bien, porque al final el equipo está para eso. El equipo que está ahí es para eso, para ganar juegos más de ahí en línea. Lo que pasa es que a veces tenemos altibajas, pero si nos mantenemos enfocados todos como equipo, eso y cosas mejores vienen.
Yeah, the teamwork has been great. That's the key for him. And he feels that we can do more. Sometimes maybe the baseball is different. That's the reason we lost game. But the key is the teamwork. He feels that the team is there, and they are doing good job too.
All right. Thank you both for your time.
No, thank you.
As Rodolfo Nolasco, joined by Gustavo Amaña, helping translate. Lineups are next on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Hey, Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders. Yeah. Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders catcher Grant Cook. Grant, last night, a heck of a night for you. Four hits, and I don't know if you knew it at the time, but that was a new career high for you. Were you just seeing the ball extraordinarily well, better than you have all season, or what was going in?
Yeah, I felt like I was definitely seeing it well, and I think it was just kind of a product of a lot of things coming together at the right time, and, you know, just stuff I had been working on the past couple weeks, and, you know, everything just kind of clicked. But, I mean, more than that, just like, I mean, we felt the energy of the team, and I felt like I fed off that a little bit too, you know.
And talking about the feeding off the energy of the team and playing with mostly new guys, guys you haven't played with before, you know, who have been some of the guys that have stood out to you as kind of helping lead this team and sort of helping instill that energy in the clubhouse and in the dugout and on the field every day?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel like we have a lot of guys that have kind of taken on that role. I mean, like, one that comes to mind is Brendan Dixon, and obviously he's, you know, he's like a louder personality, and he'll like keep everybody loose. And I feel like, though, there's a lot of guys that we do it together as a group as well, where it's kind of a team effort. There's not many like super outgoing loud guys that I can think of that really take the lead as much. It's more like a group effort, you know.
Working and getting adjusted to a whole new set of pitchers here, starting the season and extended, joining the team mid-season, actually here in Lakeland, I believe it was, when you first joined the team. What has that been like for you, to sort of getting to know a new pitching staff on the fly and suddenly having to adjust to a whole new different skill set for, you know, dozen and a half guys and working through that?
Yeah, you know, it's fun. It's like, it's just reps. It's a reps thing. And, like, the more I can be out there with them and, you know, pregame and just, I mean, obviously in-game reps as well. So it's like just having those conversations and everything like that helps. It's going to take time, but I feel like it's gone really well and it's progressed like really quickly. And I feel like we all have a really good relationship. So it's been great.
Visiting with Grant Cook, Marauders catcher, tonight on the pregame. Growing up in Arkansas, Grant, was baseball always the dream for you?
Yeah, it was. I played three sports going into high school, and then kind of narrowed it down early in my high school career to baseball. But yeah, it was always baseball for me, and the other ones were just kind of, you know, to have fun and supplement, but baseball was the one that I always wanted to kind of go far with. So, you know, it's been a dream come true, obviously, then playing for Arkansas and then now being in professional baseball. So yeah, I'm just riding it out, seeing what happens.
Now, you were drafted 4 years ago in the fifth round out of Arkansas, making that transition from the SEC, from college ball, into the professional ranks here in the Pirate system. What was that transition like, and how has it continued to unfold for you?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me, you know, it's the same game. So, you know, on-field stuff has been pretty similar. You have to deal with a longer season and, you know, dealing with that every day, the grind. And, you know, it's just a lifestyle change a little bit that I had to deal with. But, I mean, everybody does. It's like, but baseball is what I want to be doing. So it's like that stuff is easy to do. It's just getting adjusted to the everyday and the moving a lot and travel and all that stuff that you didn't do as much of in college. So it's just the lifestyle that I've had to get used to. But no, it's what I love. It's what I love to do. So
still a couple of months remaining here in the regular season in the FSL. What are some personal goals you have for yourself the rest of the way?
Well, personally, like I said, I just want to do everything I can to help the team. Like, I feel like this group is a group, from what I've heard before I got here, that was like kind of putting pieces together. And then I feel like we're starting to do the little things right. And from my experience in professional baseball, the more you can focus on winning and figure out how to win as a team, then the more personal goals you'll achieve. So, you know, I'm just really focused on trying to help our staff and try to help us win games. Like last night, you saw we did a lot of little things right. And I think that's, if we play that type of baseball, you know, going forward, I think we'll win a lot of games. So,
absolutely. Thank you for your time, Grant.
No problem. Thank you.
That was Grant Cook on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Hey, Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle @_Marauders. come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms. Welcome back inside Lecom Park in Bradenton, where unfortunately we will not be playing baseball tonight. After all, tonight's game has officially been postponed due to inclement weather. It is just not looking great here in Bradenton, and the field will not be playable tonight, so we will play two games tomorrow. Tomorrow's doubleheader will consist of 2 7-inning games beginning at 5 p.m. The second game will begin approximately 30 minutes after the first game concludes. So again, for those just recently joining us, tonight's game has officially been postponed here at Lecom Park. The Marauders and the Hammerheads will play two tomorrow, beginning at 5 p.m. Both games will be 7 innings. Well, stay tuned to BradentonMarauders.com for that official announcement. Again, doubleheader tomorrow, starting at 5 p.m., 2 7-inning games, as tonight will be unplayable. Well, it's a shame we can't bring you any baseball tonight, but we look forward to you joining us tomorrow for the doubleheader here at Lecom Park, beginning at 5 p.m. As always, you can watch online at MILB.TV. or listen via BradentonMarauders.com. Rained out tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with two, beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.